Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Private Moments, your Monday little snippet of an episode. Very exciting. Alexander Mitten, because May Muller is our choice of the day.
All right.
May.
Choice of the week.
Of the week. May is the UK's Eurovision singer.
Nice. All right.
Do you want to hear a funny thing about May that I did the other day? I was at Coco in Camden watching a performance. I was watching someone sing and I was like, that's May. So at 1:36 a.m., I sent her an Instagram saying, May, we're shouting you upstairs. Anyway, she didn't reply, obviously, because she was probably asleep. 8 a.m. in the morning, she replied, oh my God, what does this mean? I said, wait, were you singing Coco last night? She replied, no. The person singing was Habibi Funk.
What? You fucking idiot.
I know, I thought it was her.
Oh, that's
it
so looked, good.
Because I was so far away.
Well, I wish that they'd seen you and been like, what's he?
And I was going, May! May! May!
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it wasn't her. This is the episode that we had with May Muller, an amazing musician. She speaks about nearly quitting the industry. Now, if you like this episode, please go back to our archive. You can re-listen to the whole episode. It's an amazing episode. Congrats to you, May. I can't wait to hear you on Eurovision. You're going to kill it for us. Let's go. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
So I have a song called Better Days, which ended up doing really, really, like, it just
crazy.
And like in America.
It's like 350 million streams
on Spotify.
Yeah.
It went like top 10 in the US. It was like insane. But before that, I literally thought my career was over and I was like really depressed, but only because of, I just felt like I wasn't doing well.
And when you say actually depressed, sad?
Well, I just, I mean, I think I was depressed, but it wasn't like clinical. It was like, I knew I was depressed because I felt like my career wasn't going a certain way. Do you know
Your
what I mean?
Your blueprint wasn't adding up to what you wanted to be.
No, and I Better Days, I knew if Better Days came out and it flopped, like I knew it was going to be bad for me. I just knew.
Okay.
So I ended up, I went to therapy but it was a therapist, like it was actually really great that Universal have started a thing where they provide therapy for their artists now, which I think I'm like, you're literally making coin off of everyone's trauma. So yes, give us a fucking therapist. And so I went and then Better Days came out, started doing amazing and I stopped going.
Wow.
You're like, I don't need you anymore.
I was like, I don't need you anymore because I'm doing well.
Yeah.
And so I don't need you anymore because I'm happy because I'm doing well. And now I'm like, probably should have kept going.
Yeah, but the great thing about therapy is you can pick it up and stop it whenever you want.
But it's an ongoing thing, I think. And I was just using it as like, I feel bad right now, so I need you right now.
Yeah, but it's
now
not a light switch.
No, it's not.
And I think if you have the ability to use it or do it. Oh my God, it's a game changer.
Oh, 100%. I feel
Mitten,
like...
I freaking tell you, baby, all the time.
Yeah, you do.
Are you not in therapy?
Not yet. I therapize myself a lot in the mirror.
But no, I think
you're healthy. Yeah.
It's really
you're
healthy.
Great. You are good looking. Yeah.
Do you know what? That is actually important though. Affirmations. We should all look in the mirror and say exactly what we love about ourselves.
Yeah, it's amazing. I saw this thing with Kendall Jenner where she, I saw in Jay Shetty, great. He's like, he has a great podcast. And she has a picture of her when she was a kid. And she said, and whenever she says something bad about herself, she looks at this kid and says, will you say it to this little kid? No, you wouldn't, so don't say it.
Yeah, I mean, that I can imagine that actually works really well. Damn. But I think, those,
Yeah, maybe we should try it.
We should try that. I had an awful bowl haircut until I was about 12.
So did I.
Did you? Sick. How good
loved
was that?
It, yeah,
my
it,
mom sent me to secondary school with a bowl haircut. Setting me up for failure.
That is so upsetting.
I know.
How are you supposed to get any validation with a bowl cut?
I mean, so, it was mad, right? I didn't start getting like boy attention until I was like 14. Up until then, I was like, really?
I think guys are interested in girls until they're like 40,
no,
really.
But it was weird. I know it sounds like even really young, but this is how crazy life is. Like, I was in year seven. And
what age is that? What age that
so I was 11, yeah. 11 till like 14. And it is just when you're in school, it's like,
what length? Was,
what boys
was
fancy
the
me? Oh, it was like, it was like, it was like fringe like this. And it was like here. It was like,
quite Pulp Fiction esque. Like,
yeah, quite emo.
That's what we were going for, but it wasn't really. It was
that's
more,
actually what you were going for.
Yeah, it wasn't giving, it was giving more like Edna Mode vibes.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite it. But yeah, it wasn't good. But then, when I got into like started doing GCSEs, like a switch went off and I was like, oh,
I'm hot.
I'm actually kind of hot. Am I hot?
I'm hot.
Like, men are looking, boys are looking at my body. Does that mean I'm worth
hot?
More?
Yeah,
does that
mean I'm worth more? So how does it work with singles and albums and things like that? Because I always get confused when people release singles or they release an album. Mm-hmm. How does that work within the industry?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's so different for everyone, I guess. You know, I've been signed for like 3-4 years and I haven't released an album yet.
I know, that's what I wanted to ask. But why is that just the choice of the label to do that?
I mean, it's just all about timing and I've actually like I haven't been in a rush. I want it because I want it to be the right time.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have got an album and I've got a name.
Wow.
I've done the cover art. It's really exciting, but I want it to be the right time, but
when is the right time with these things?
Well, exactly. What's it's probably
title?
Never going to be the
no,
right time.
No, you can't say. You can't say. No, no, don't say.
It's a secret.
Yeah, because we don't even control it. It's a secret. Of course it's a secret. We don't need to know that. We don't want to know that.
But I think it's different for everyone. Like some people have a really great time and like it all falls into place and they, you know, but then some people will feel like they're kind of trapped and they haven't been able to release that album because X, Y, and Z. But for me, it's kind of been my own choice to wait.
Yeah.
And because I feel like I didn't really know sonically like what I wanted to do and what I wanted to say. But so my debut album, I guess, is what it is. It's like a way more like vulnerable version of myself. And I've still got those songs in there that are quite like confident and sassy, but there are a lot more which are quite honest and like, I feel like that's kind of the perfect place to kind of share that.
It's amazing. I have a friend of mine who I think they call them like Swifties. Like Taylor, like loves Taylor Swift, right?
Oh, yeah.
She loves Taylor Swift. And she was telling me like Taylor Swift like speaks to me. Like actually, I haven't had that relationship with music. Mm-hmm. For me, music is like, okay, I'm in a bad mood. I put on music and I listen to it. I don't listen to the lyrics and things like that. And it's funny, your fans obviously will connect with you through lyrics.
Yeah.
Did you have that with artists growing up as well?
Yes. I was very like lyric focused. And like, I always say Lily Allen was like my...
Wow, really?
Is and was like my hero. And her first album, All Right Still, was like my...
Mm.
I just...
Why? Why did it connect with you so much?
I mean, it was totally inappropriate for me to be listening to it. I was like 11, 12. No, way younger. I was like 9. And she was talking about, you know, like men coming too quickly. And like,
really?
Well, just like, I mean, that's only a small part of it, but like her songs were very, very like...
She's quite punchy.
Quite provocative, yeah. but really smart and like really, she's such a great storyteller. Mm. And I just loved that. And she sang with her British accent, which I loved.
And
her songs are so visual. You listen to her songs and you can see it. You can see the story. You can see the people. You can see the characters. And I just, that's all I wanted. I want people to hear my songs, hear the lyrics and be able to see it. And I feel like, you know, Lily Allen kind of really taught me.
That's
that.
Insane. That's amazing. So that visualization can happen with music.
Yeah.
Wow.
So definitely.
See, I just didn't even, I've never had that deepness with it for some reason. I love music, but I've never had that. And so you can imagine how much like your fans must love that about you then, that you also put so much energy into the words and the fact that you know, this album that you have is vulnerable, but also sassy. And so you go on this journey with you. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's, you know, when I listen to a song, I think about what I want to get out of it and how I like to connect. So I feel like that kind of naturally comes out in my own music. And I feel like a lot of my music is very, it's a lot of, you know, I put a lot of like personal stuff into it, but a lot of it is its stories. And I feel like that might derive from like me enjoying creative writing when I was younger. But for me, it's not just like a song. Mm. It's, yeah, you know, life.
I think it's so important to maintain this like personal connection to the creation of music, because there is so much of the music industry that's become formulaic, mm-hmm. and like they know this works, so yeah. they put it out, and there's no real like proper writing process in some music. And I can feel that through tracks that I listen to. I can almost feel the person writing it.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that a lot of that is lost. Mm-hmm. So I think to like maintain that is so important for music.
Well, it's really, really hard to, sometimes it is hard to keep, what's the word, like, say if one thing works, like Better Days.
Oh, sorry. What you're saying is it's tricky, because once something works, like, oh, we've got to do more of that.
Yes.
Yeah. Unique. It's hard to remain unique.
And with Better Days, like, I love that song so much. And it did so much for me in my career. And like, I love performing it and like collaborating with the people I got to collaborate with. But it's not, like, I'll be honest, it's not my most like personal kind of like story, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I think we did that and it really, really worked. So now I feel like I'm chasing that.
Yeah.
And I was just in LA for 3 weeks, and all I wanted to do was like write sad songs, and I just wanted to sit with someone with a guitar, and like, and I couldn't do that. I was like, we have to do up tempo, like fast, like bangers, like,
yeah,
like, and you know, it's first world problems, but I was, And the songs came out great, and I'm really proud of them. But sometimes you do feel like, I don't want to lose the
your creative self. You don't want to realness. You don't want to lose what makes you you. You don't want to lose it.
You're more like feeding a machine sometimes, then, rather than actually like coming from the heart, because you're like, right, that worked, let's feed it more.
And once you have a hit, it's like crack. It's like a drug. It's like you're just you just want that.
Want that again.
And you want, and it's like, it's funny because once you have a hit, people start coming out of the woodwork, and like, mm-hmm. and once it kind of starts going down, that stops.
Mm.
And you're like, I need it. I need that again. I need that again. It's a tough cycle.
This was our little private moment. And also, if you want to go and listen to the full episode, all you've got to do is click the link in our bio, in our description, and that will take you straight back to the full episode. So go and do that if you enjoyed this. And also, if you can, subscribe to our lovely podcast, because it means a real, real help to us. It's just a click for you. Okay, have a great week. We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love, and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.